Hello, hello, yummies. It's Raquel. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And for the curious souls out there, this one I'm going to do two readings. Last episode I did one, and last episode I had several little announcements as well, so I hope that if you haven't listened to it, feel free to, if you feel called to. But I'm excited to see what the universe has in store for us today. I am setting the intention with the card deck right now. I again am doing the Alana Fairchild Rumi Oracle deck. Maybe I'll change it up next week, but this week it's all about the Rumi Oracle. I love this artwork too by Rosoli. I believe that's how you pronounce the name. What a great artist. Okay. Ooh. The courage of your love. What a fitting card for the theme of this month, right? The love theme, the Valentine theme, whether that be self-love, family love, romantic love, friend love, all the love, the courage of your love. I'm so curious what this card is. I've never pulled this one. It says, this is the Rumi poem. Love is without reason. Rationality is like a cane. Judgment needs a cane because it is blind. When love arises, thought dies in its shadow. Love is the sunrise, while thought is only a flashing light. Rumi. I do not bleat at you like a sheep, for to startle you from your slumber, I need to roar like a lion. I must awake, my beloved. There is no time to waste, for the wolves are circling, hungry for sacred flesh. So I shall roar mightily and allow, at first, you recoil in fear. Soon enough, you will see the wolves. You become aware and grateful to have been thus awoken. And yes, you remember that you have a precious human life to protect. You fear me no more. You thank me. You jump on my back as if you were a warrior astride a wild mount. A roar then, along with me, awakening the others as we cause the ground to rumble, disturbing those even in their deepest slumber. You, like me, are a fierce lion, not a lamb to be led to so many slaughters. The variety of and opportunity for which is available in terrible abundance in our world. This oracle comes with particular guidance for you. For us, listeners, you are not to give into less than you are worth, or to the shaming stories of others of our culture that would cast your regal lion nature into the falsehood of beliefs that you have no choice or power. You are not to give into the idea that you are a victim and cannot free yourself from your suffering, or that you are less than any other. These are lies. These are petty deceptions so unworthy of you. Do not believe them. Roar at them until the weak glue holding them together melts under the fire of your holy breath, and they lie, dismembered, powerless at your feet. Then intend that those bits and pieces in decay are lovingly returned to the Earth Mother, through whom they can be used to fertilize new life. This oracle comes with another message for us, for you. You have a challenge before you, or that you are now moving through, but you have what is necessary to succeed and overcome it. No matter how long it has endured, or how big you have built that challenge up to be in your mind, no matter how unsolvable the issue appears to be, there is and shall be a victory behind it, and it is imminent. This oracle has come to you to let you know you are empowered to succeed. You have what is required within to do it, and that the time for your victory is drawing near. Oof. So do not give up. Instead, do the sacred honoring ritual as needed, and when you feel so inclined, open your mouth and roar love from the very depths of your being. Create a sound of truth for yourself. In that sound, you will hear the mightiest one of all roaring along with you, saying, yes, love, I am with you, and together we claim divine victory. So we roar. How we roar. So close your eyes, unless you're driving. Don't close your eyes. But if you are not driving, close your eyes if you feel and resonate with this. And I want you to take this in. I call on Rumi, Lion of Love, and my own higher self. I now choose to assert the dignity of my soul and the power of my heart. I release all lesser bonds based in fear and deception. I no longer need to hold on to these. I am ready for truth, and with unconditional love, I am supported, protected, and guided on my path to victory, held in guardianship by the unending power of love. So be it. Oh, so be it. And so it is. So if you feel the need to get down on all fours and roar a bit, do it with relish, and then you have finished your honoring ritual. I love this card. It is more of a self-empowering, that inner lion or inner lioness. It must come forward and remind us of our worth, that we don't need to be bound or tethered to these narratives or stories in our mind that we feel others think of us, or these narratives or stories in our mind of what we think we're worth doing, what we think we're worth, how far we're worth succeeding, that we can continue to rise. And I hope your interpretation, or whatever your soul, however you receive this message, just trust that the way you receive this message is how your soul wanted you to hear this, and that there's no right or wrong interpretation, because we're all so uniquely different. So however you interpreted this, this is something for you and your soul. And I feel like I might as well do one more. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden, Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. All right, from nothing to everything. Here's the poem. Oh, my friend, if you were longing to be written on, become a blank page. Rumi. Have you been shedding your skin, your layers, your certainties? Gone are fixed identities and definite opinions. Keep casting those shackles aside, even if you fear you are releasing too much, and then perhaps you shall cease to exist. You shall only cease to exist as you have known yourself to be thus far. Another emanation of you awaits, Blazing Angel. Sometimes more beautiful and true. Yet here you are at the pruning stage, like a gardener for the soul. Shall the garden spring back to life, or will the enthusiastic process, denuding process, be rather too much and unintentionally kill off the garden altogether? Fear not. Your soul is made of hardy stuff. It can handle a lot of coaling and will shine even brighter for it. There is a greater story to be impressed upon your essence than the one you are currently dreaming up. Though you are brilliant, no doubt about it, my angel of love, there is one who is even more so. The imagination of this great writer is beyond your comprehension. The stories that pour forth from the cosmic poet in every moment are so rich they inspire the creation of art and music. One such story is especially created for you. Yes, you. With a starring role and all the best supporting cast, you shall gasp in wonder, awe, glee, and delight when you hear it. It is a great romance, a great adventure, with an ending truly spectacular and divine. Would you wish to hear it? Become attentive now. Put your own tales aside, as dramatic as they may seem right now, and prepare to be entranced by the greater storyteller, the living poet of love, as you are entranced in a tale of your unfolding divine destiny. This oracle comes with guidance for you. You are being asked to let go to receive, to become empty to be filled. Ooh, this may mean letting go of attachment to a lover so you can receive genuine love. It may be of no longer holding on to a fantasy of your dream job, but of being guided into your most soulful and successful vocation. Ooh. It may mean letting go of wishes for your body or health to be other than it is, so you can simply get on with living each day, taking steps into wellness without thinking beyond one at a time. It is the divine paradox that when we are asked to surrender a story or fantasy, it is because reality is knocking at our door, more often than not, with the delivery of what we have been fantasizing about, but in the best way for us. The human experience of this paradox is that you may feel you are giving up hope, that your fantasy is dying. It may be very painful and bring you much grief, but all that is dying is your attachment and opinion about how it must be. This needs to happen so you can stop dreaming and start living it. This is what is happening for you now. Do not fear any part of the process. Embrace it without expectation, with trust in your heart that the divine is simply guiding you from fantasy into fulfillment. Ooh, for some reason also in my mind as I was reading this, I kept hearing the word time, a reminder that we only have so much time. You know, we have so many fantasies and they're endless, right? But time is not. Time is not. Time continues to go by and we don't pursue it. We have so many excuses. Excuses are endless, but not time. Just something to keep in mind. I have to tell myself this too. So this is the sacred honoring ritual. If you're listening and you resonate with this and you are ready to shed the layers that are no longer serving you, to welcome in whatever it is that you are manifesting, whatever you are calling in, place your hands in prayer. Unless you're driving, then just connect with this. Don't close your eyes. But if you are not driving, place your hands in prayer and bow your head and connect with this and listen as you allow yourself to connect with these words. I choose to trust in the great genius unfolding in my life. I give thanks for the blessings of grace now flowing into my heart. I have no need to know. I trust in the perfection of my being unfolding with innate intelligence and wisdom. Rumi holds me in his protection, and I accept my destiny with a peaceful and trusting heart. Please help me to surrender the stories, attachments, fantasies, and fears that have held me back from living my heart's desires fully. I now choose unconditional trust in the loving genius of life to lead me into my fulfilled destiny now. So be it. So be it. And you have completed the sacred honoring ritual. And so these are two cards that collectively many of us need to hear. And I hope that the messages and this divine guidance, however you interpreted it, sticks with you and you're able to not only hold it in your heart, but play it into your reality and continue to pursue the courage of love and trust that as you shed whatever is not serving you, you allow this empty cup to be filled with whatever it is you are calling in. And so with all that being said, I hope you have a magical rest of your week. I am sending my love, Gemma. Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.